Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now studying Masechet Bava Batra. We're on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Bet. And the first thing we will look at is the rest of Mishnah Aleph that we saw back on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Macharat HaKaron L'Macharat HaPradot, Macharat HaPradot L'Macharat HaKaron. So if you sell a carriage, that does not include the mules that drive it and vice versa. Macharat HaTsemed. Now the word semed is a little tricky because here it means yoke. But it literally means team or pair. Lo macharta bakar, macharta bakar, lo macharta tzemet. So the cattle and the yoke don't go together. You sell one, the other doesn't come along. Yudah Omer hadamim modiin. Rabbi Yudah says that the sale price will let you know whether or not it's included. We'll see what that's talking about. Ketzad. Amar lo machor litzi madchab matayim zuz. If he says, sell me your tzemet for 200 zuz. Hadavaya duha shayna tzemet matayim zuz. We all know that a yoke doesn't cost that much. Meaning it includes the animals. Chachamim ended up to be Mraya. Chachamim disagree. They said the value does not let you know anything. It doesn't help define it. Now, let's see what happens. Tanav Tachlifa Bar Marava Kamed Rabbi Avahu. He taught as follows. Macharta Karon Macharta Pradot. So he, in his teaching of the Mishnah, he had the opposite ruling, which is that the mules are included. Bahanan Lo Machartanan. And so Rabbi Avahu said back to him that our Mishnah, the proper confirmed reading is that you do not, that the animals don't come along. So Amarle Isme. So the Tana said, should I erase this from my catalog of Mishnayot? Do I have it wrong? So Amarle Lo Titake Matnitach Badukinbo. He said, keep your Brita, keep your version of the Mishnah. And we will explain that your case is where the animals are tied on to the carriage. So it is when you have a carriage and the animals are not currently tied on, then the animals don't come along. But if you sell a carriage with the animals tied on, the whole thing goes. Now, macharta, simla macharta, bakar, etc. Hechidamin, what's the circumstance? Ilem edakar, litzim, datzim, dola bakar, bakar. If it's a place, so we have this earlier in the parak and in the fourth parak a lot. If it's a place where you call a team, and meaning the yoke, and the cattle, so pshita. Obviously, when you bought semed, that's it. Simda zovinle, bakar lo zovinle. You didn't buy the cattle. Oh, to karole nami the bakar simda? Are you talking about a circumstance where everybody refers to cattle also as semed, meaning when you have two oxen, they're called a team, and that includes the yoke and the team? So kule zovinle, then there's no question that you sold the whole thing. It's a place where everybody calls each thing by its proper name. But some people in that place also refer to the whole picture as a tzemet, the whole thing with the animals and the yoke. So therefore, what do you do in a situation like that? See how much he paid, and that'll help determine what the meaning is. Okay, that doesn't help. Why? So according to Chachamim, then, it should be the case that if the guy says, I was relying on the fact that locally we refer to the whole picture as Tzemed, and that's how much I paid. So, and clearly what I paid was way overpaying for just the yoke, then it should be, the deal should be annulled. You're going to tell me the Rabbanan don't have such a thing, meaning that they claim that there is no din of ona'ah, and therefore, if you've paid more than a sixth above market price, the deal is not canceled. This is in the fourth parak of Bav Metzia with the din of ona'ah. If you sell, besides certain other things that are not subject to ona'ah, Buna answers very, very valuable. It adds a very, very valuable things to say for Torah, animal, jewels, and let or not, because different people will pay exorbitant prices for them when they have the need. Amru la lo amru elot elu. Chacham disagreed, and they said, whatever the official list is, that's all there is. Everything else is subject to ona'ah, and ona'ah means that if you end up paying more than a sixth over price, then the deal is off. And here this guy paid way more because he paid for what he thought was cattle on a team, and he paid that value, and all he got was the yoke. So my inadimim raya namidivtani. So let's understand when Chachamim say inadimim raya, meaning dahavibitul mekach. In other words, instead of looking at the amount and saying you get the whole bit, rather looking at the amount, you way overpaid, and the entire thing is canceled. You get your money back. The other possibility is that when the Rabbanim talk about onah, and therefore, if it's over a sixth, bitul mekach, that the deal is canceled, That's only if it's within a reasonable range of mistake. You know, you there's a $5 item and you spent $10 on it. But if it's way beyond that, you pay, let's say a yoke costs 10 zuz, and you pay 200 zuz because you're getting two animals with it. So, there it's not onah, and there is no bitul mekach, because the assumption is that you were giving a gift, and you felt the other guy would be embarrassed to accept the gift, so instead you clothed it as buying a very inexpensive item for a large price. Okay. The next Mishnah, Hamocher tachamor lemachar kelav, this seems to echo what we just saw. If you buy a donkey, you don't get its vessels. We'll see what those are. Nachum Amadi omer machar kelav. He disagrees and says, no, they all go along with. Rabbi Yehuda omer, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is finding a middle position. Pamim mechurin, pamim enam mechurin. Sometimes it does work, sometimes they aren't sold. Keitzad ayah chamor lefanav chilav alav. If you have a donkey sitting in front of you and he's all got his vessels on, v'yamar lo mechor lechamor chazeh, and he says, sell me this chamor, v'kalad mechurin. We'll see why, but everything goes. Chamor chahu, but if he says, is this your chamor, and then he buys it, en kalad mechurin, then they don't go along with it. We'll see why at the end of the Gemara. Okay, amar ula machloket, besak v'diskeya v'chumani. We'll find out what chumani is in a minute, but Ula says the machloket between Chachamim and Nachum Amadi, or Tanakam and Nachum Amadi, is only referring to a sack, meaning a saddlebag and things like that. The Tanakama Savar, Tanakama's position is, Stam Chamor Lerkovkai. A Chamor is generally for riding on. And therefore, the saddle and the reins, they're all part of the animal, but the saddlebags are not. Nachmadi Savar Stam Chamor Lamasuikai. He says, no, the default is that a donkey is for cargo. And therefore, when you buy a donkey, you get the saddlebags and everything else that goes along with schlepping things. Aval uchaf umerdat kilkili bechavak, which are the saddle and the larger saddle, kind of the blanket, and the other things that are needed for riding, divra kol mechurin. Everybody agrees when you buy the donkey, you get that because riding is an essential element of the donkey. Now, meitevei, we have a challenge that chamor v'chelav ani mocher lach. If a guy says, I'm selling you the chamor and his vessels, harezah machar ta'ukaf v'tamirdad v'takil kili v'tachavak. All of those writing appurtenances go along with it. Lo machar sak v'dizkei v'chumani. But the other things that Ula just said are the source of dispute here, are the focus of dispute here, are not sold. But if you say, I'm selling you the donkey and everything that's on it, are kulan machurin. We've seen this over and over. It all goes. But notice, Tamad Amar Lechamor V'chelav, the only reason that the riding appurtenances go along is because you said the donkey and its kelim. Hudakani Uchav Merdat. Halo Amar Lechachi Lo. Sounds like if you just say a donkey, you don't get anything, not even the saddle or the reins. The answer is no. Hu Adin of Agav Delo Amar Lechamor V'chelav, Nami Uchav Merdat Lechurin. Truth is that even if you don't say the Chamor V'chelav, just say the Chamor, you get the riding things. The point of that brayta is to teach you that even if you say chamor v'kelav, it doesn't include cargo things, only riding things. But even if you didn't say kelav, it would include the riding things. Now, my chumani, what is that chumani that we mentioned in Ula's statement? Papar Shmuel merkav tadinashi, a saddle, a special saddle that's used for women to ride on the donkey, that's not considered part of the regular riding. Okay, now, Ibayalahu. Biodana lav machloket, Abashainan lav modulu nachamadi. Do we say that the machloket, which we've now defined as only being about the cargo vessels, is only when the animal has them on him? But if they're sitting in the shed or sitting on the ground, then nachamadi would agree that they don't come along. Let's have the opposite position, which is that my only machloket is when the vessels are not on the animal. Maybe when the animal is dressed, the Rabbanon agree with Nachum Amadi. Notice the one position that they're not willing to take, which is to say, Nachum Amadi says it always goes along, Rabbanon says it never goes along. All right, let's say, Toshma, in our Braita, we said that if you say, then everything goes. Now, that means that it's standing there, and it's got stuff on. So, Iyamar Pishnola Danalav Machloket, if you agree that the Machloket is while the animal's dressed, Hamani Rabbanani, so it's the Rabbanan, who say, if you just sell a Chamor, even though it's got the Kelim on, they don't go. But if you add Hu V'chol Mashalav, it goes. But if you say that the Rabbanon's position is that only when the Kalim are not on it, they're not included, and Nachum says, yes, they are, and if the animal is dressed, they're included, then you don't have to say Chamor v'chelav, or Huv v'chobah shalav, the minute you say Chamor, everything goes. So then the author of the Bright is nobody. Because even the Rabbanon would agree that if the animal's dressed according to that, everything goes automatically. You don't have to say Huv v'chobah shalav. So the Olam Mishain Adan Alav Achlokit, we're going to go back and try to make that position work. Rabbanani. And it's the Rabbanan who are the authors. V'ema uvizman sha'amarlo huva choma shira ui liot alav. Aha. So now the position we're taking is that if the animal is dressed, then when you just sell the chamor, everything goes. The machloket Rabbanan and Nochem Hamadi is if the animal's not dressed. And what does the Braita mean? It didn't mean if you say it and everything it's got on it, because that is dressed, you say it and everything it normally wears. It means the stuff's in the shed, the stuff's on the ground. But all that stuff that it normally wears, then it goes along. All right, Toshma, Rehuda Omer, Pamim Mechurin, Pamim Shana Mechurin. All right, so Rehuda, remember, chimed in at the end of the Mishnah and said, sometimes the Kelim are and sometimes they're not. All right, my love, my Dekamar Tanakama, Kai Rehuda, isn't Rehuda responding to the Tanakama? Which would then mean that he's referring to a case where the animal does not have them on. Where the animal does have them on, because he said, Mechor li chamor chazeh. Sounds like the animal's got all the kelim on, and he's referring to that. So, lo, Rabbi Yehuda miltach riti kamar. He's saying a separate statement, which is, and we're going to see in a few minutes what the interpretation of it is. He's saying an independent statement, which is that they are discussing what happens when the animal's not dressed, and he's talking about what happens if it is dressed in the way you formulate it. Let's go back, and we're going to roll back all the way to the beginning of the perek. In the previous clause, which is the end of Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you sell a carriage, you don't sell the mules. And then we noticed that other Tana who had the version that the mules do go along. And then the challenge was, Rabbi Avahu said, our Mishnah says it doesn't go along. And he said, should I erase it? And what was the solution? If the animals are attached, then they go along. So you see that the end of the first Mishnah in our parak was talking about a case where the animals are not tied to the carriage. And so therefore we assume, so we assume that just like the end of Mishnah Aleph was a circumstance where the item in question was not tied to the item that was being sold. Same thing here. It should be a case of the kelim on the ground. Adraba, emaresha. Forget. Let's go back to the first half of the first Mishnah about the boat. What's antiki is the cargo. And in my antiki, my papa iska de begawa, the cargo, right? Emaresha, but odanalav, and the cargo is in the hold. Seifonami b'odanalav. So that means that certainly the first part of Mishnah Aleph was talking about a case where stuff that was on the boat isn't sold. The second half was talking about animals that are not connected, that they're not sold. So we don't have any proof from the way that the Mishnah works. Elatana mili milik tani. The Tana is not being consistent, meaning that and sometimes he's talking about the things that are connected to the item in question, and sometimes not. Okay, so we have no solution from there about what a machloket is. Amar Rabbi Abaya. So Abaya does what Abaya does quite often, which is to put together opinions of various Tanaim. In this particular case, they're all very, very close. Sometimes they'll be all over the place and find a conceptual center. Here, he finds a consequential center or consequential commonality in how they rule in our Mishnayot. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Natan, Mesumchus, V'Nachum Amadi, Kulusiru, they all agree with this principle. Ki Maz bin Inish Midi, Iu B'chol Tashvish De Maz bin. When you sell something, you sell it and all of its appurtenances. All right, where do we know that from? Let's see the sources. Rabbi Lazar, non Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Mecher, Beit Aban, Mechar HaKorah. This is back in the fourth parak. If you sell a wine press, a olive press, you sell the beam. The beam is the Tashmish. Shem Galiel, non Rabbi Shem Galiel, Mecher HaTair, Mechar HaSantar. Remember, Shem Galiel said, when you sell the city, you sell the constable with it. Rabbi Meir, Tan, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Kerem, Mechar HaKerem, Mechar HaShmish HaKerem. And that's something that's going to come up again later on in our parak. When you sell a vineyard, all of the things that are used for the vineyard are sold. That we had in the Braita, and in the beginning of our parak about the lifeboats. Nachumadi hadamran, and Nachumadi is in our parak, in our Mishnah, about the kelim of the chamor. All right, the end of the Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda Omer Pamim Chumri and said, "Maishna chamorcha zu, maishna chamorcha hu." So what's the difference between chamorcha zu and chamorcha hu? Mocharli chamorcha zu, mocharli chamorcha hu. Why in one case do the kelim come, in the second case they don't? Rava chamorcha zu yada de chamor didehu. When you say chamorcha zu, you know it's the guy's donkey. Hada chamorle zu. The reason he added the word zu, mishum kelav chamorle, is trying to say this animal, the way it is dressed up. Chamorchahu, when you say chamorchahu, the lo yada de chamor dehu. I'm not sure if it's really yours. Chamor the chamorchahu shatim karenali. That really what he's saying is, this is your donkey, so sell me. So when you say chamorchazu, he already knows it's yours. The fact that he added that extra word in zu meant the way it is, all the things around that are on it. But when you say chamorchahu, you're asking a question to see if you can buy it from this guy, and therefore that's what you meant. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick up with another, the next Mishnah, which deals with other things relating to selling animals. And in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.